Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them and let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? I want you to be part of the solution because there's a big difference going on here. So what you're running into and what you're seeing, and we try to give you the information you need to push through. Because you do need to push through. Any way you cut it, you need to push through. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right. Let's get back to some of these crazy stories. I hope some of you, you know, don't start getting that idea that we can't win. Don't say that. Don't say it, don't use it, don't believe it for a second. That's what they want you to believe. That you can't fight against the machine, you can't fight against the establishment. You know, there's a new university. I was talking about it in the last hour. You know, part of University of Austin, a brand new school is founded on the alternative to a typical American college. And they're truth seekers. They want to establish a whole different kind of school. I think it's wonderful. You know, these are the former university presidents, professors, historians, philosophers, writers, and more. And they've teamed up to create a new university dedicated. Look, it's not even dedicated, if you would. It's not constitutional based. Right? They're not sitting there going, okay, we're going to make sure the founding fathers is driven home as to what they were really, really were. That they were patriots. They loved this country. They wanted to. No, that's not what they're doing. They're saying, look, we want a free expression of thought. We want you to be able to talk about anything. We want you to be, you know, again, as I said to you, there are ways to bring things up and talk about stuff where you know somebody's being a jackwagon. You know somebody doesn't really, they want to prove how stupid you are. And then there's a way to bring things up and talk about things so you can have honest, open discussion. That's what I want with you. Honest, open discussion. Okay? And I want you to do that. I'm telling you, if you don't do it, we're going to lose. If you don't teach your kids to do that, we're going to lose. Do you hear me? Anyway, check out the University of Austin, obviously in Texas. The, I can't pronounce some of these names, Panokinolis, who left his post as president of St. John College to help establish a new university, they said this is just common sense. We're done waiting for legacy universities to right themselves. So we're building a new university. And, you know, they want spirited discussion. And actually, I love it. They have actually have a class called Forbidden Courses, or group of classes, I should say. Now, again, there's ways to do this so it makes sense. And I'm sure they got to figure it out. But when you get to the point where you've got these people that are in academia going, all right, I can't take this anymore. This is wrong. I think it's wonderful. They build themselves to dedicate to the fearless pursuit of truth and return to a style of in-person university education that on which Western higher education has historically been predicated. I'm sure they're already called white supremacists. They're trying to hold on to their whiteness. School says it'll keep tuition costs low by focusing resources intensively on academics, not the amenities. You know, look, John Stossel, probably five or six years ago. He had a whole breakdown as to why colleges cost so much money now. It's quite interesting because he breaks down what the colleges are offering, what they're doing, who they bring in, you know, the grant writers and so forth. And they make sure that you understand, or he makes sure that you understand, that's what the bulk of them is. They're more like country clubs than they are colleges. And he shows you the quality of restaurants that they have on campus. It's not what you need to be doing. Even the admissions process at UATX will be different from that of a typical university. Niall Ferguson says, a Hoover Institute historian, who also serves as university's board of advisors, writes in Bloomberg that UATX faculty will have one unusual obligation to conduct the admission process by means of examination that they will set and grade. Ooh-hoo. No, you mean they don't care about color? Oh, no, that's wrong. That's discrimination. Has to be. Somebody will figure it out. Several notable academics and writers serve on the university board of advisors. Gary Weiss, Andrew Sullivan, Harvard evolutionary psychologist Steven Pinker. This is great. I'm loving this. I'm more excited about this than you guys are, it seems. Show Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Always appreciate your time. God, I love a good bass line. I know I keep saying that, but I love a good bass line. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room. Just being part of the conversation. You know, seriously. All right. Where are we at? We were... God, I hate when I do this myself. I was reading the story. I just had it in front of my face. You know, the football. Come on, Messina. Oh, there we go. I was looking for the updated one because all I had was the other ones. Hamlin's agent said that Hamlin was put to sleep to insert a breathing tube. His vitals are back to normal. He was hit pretty hard in a play. Now, the game has been postponed. And you know what I love? This is great. So right now, or for a few minutes there, people from both sides of the team huddled in prayer. How dare they do that in a public venue? How dare they pray for a football player that's been hurt? Unreal. Moments ago, the Buffalo Bills player, Dermot Hamlin, was carted off the field in the Monday Night Football game. Right? He made a tackle, apparently. And the incredible force, they say, that he made contact with the ground. He got up and then fell down again. So, I mean, I guess he's 24 years old. I mean, these guys, look, I'm afraid that some of these idiots are going to go, all right, we have to stop this. They're killing each other. This is a vicious game. Needs to stop. Well, you know what? You think about how many of these guys are playing and how many of these guys actually get hurt. Maybe we need to find better equipment for them. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Now, apparently his vitals are back to normal. Let's pray and believe that, you know, there'll be no permanent damage. And that they're running tests on him now. And hopefully, again, he'll be able to work it out. Maybe he has some issues. There are people that get hit like this all the time, get hit this hard all the time. And are able to handle it. I don't, you know, everybody's body makeup is different. Things that bothered me didn't bother other people and vice versa. All right, some weird news now. So Bill Cosby was freed from prison. Some of you know that. His conviction was overturned on a technicality. It had nothing to do whether he really did it or didn't. But he announced a 2023 comeback. Right? He's going to begin touring in the new year. So, but he's not done yet. I mean, he still will be prosecuted. I think there's two other states that have charges on him. He's 85 years old. He was convicted of sexual assault in 2018. Spent 3 years in prison before his conviction was overturned. And, you know, they've been accusing him of sexual assault for years. For years. And, you know, in his day, that happened a lot more often than we read about or know about, actually. Read the stories about Bob Crane from Hogan's Heroes and a few others. Hollywood always hid this stuff, always covered it up. He goes on to say, the reality is that my wife and family and friends respect me. They respect what I've tried to do and will continue to do when we, you know, get out of this mess. Well, I don't know what mess he's talking about. I mean, he did these things. Right? Again, he didn't get freed because he didn't do them. He got freed because of a technicality, a legal technicality. You know, our founding fathers wanted us to have fair trials. No question about it. They didn't want us to be thrown in jail like, you know, the king would do or the lords would do. And I don't blame them. Overall, I do not blame them. But some of this stuff is taken to the nth degree. So anyway, we'll see how that works out. I'm not so sure you should, your personal opinion, I'm not so sure that you should really give this man any more money. All right, he did these things. We know he did these things. And, you know, in the day it happened all the time, doesn't make it right. I like this one. This is a good quick story. A new book out by ex-Capitol Police Chief confirms what the Republicans have been saying. Uh-oh. Right? Pelosi's culpability for January 6th. It reveals that the FBI, the DHS, and his own agency knew for weeks about planned attacks and didn't do anything about it. And Pelosi turned it down, or turned down the help. And she gave people the day. I mean, she really went out of her way to make sure that this went down the way it did. I hope this all comes out this year. I hope that the American populace, you know, hope. I should stop using that word. Oh. But Pelosi staffers deliberately weakened security in the U.S. Capitol for January 6th and ordered a cover-up. Stephen Sund, the Capitol Police Chief, on that fateful day, not only confirms her culpability along with the rest of the Democrat leadership, but also how his own agency, intelligence community, let the Capitol attack happen. The Washington Post acquired an advanced copy of Sund's book, Courage Under Fire, which will be released on Tuesday. My God, he better be careful. He better have security. He might be dead by Monday. He unveils his perspective on what happened. Who he most blames, he does not blame Donald Trump. And why America still remains vulnerable to similar attacks. He reminds America that Pelosi utilized him as a scapegoat, forced him to step down as police chief. We all know how she was just trying to obfuscate her own responsibility for the attack. You know, she could have just said to him, go for it. Do what you have to do to protect the Capitol. And he would have let it happen. More to come after the break. Don't go far. A lot more on the Joe Messina Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The NFL is suspending all play tonight after a player began fighting for his life during a game.
After making a tackle, Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed during Monday night's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Hamlin received CPR on the field before he was taken to the University of Cincinnati Hospital, where he's in critical condition. The game between the two teams has been suspended by the NFL.
I'm Tim Berg.
The first NFL official enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame is dead.
The Hall of Fame announced Monday that Art McNally passed away on New Year's Day at the age of 97. He served as an on-field official for 9 seasons before transitioning to his director of officiating role in 1968. He retired in 2015 and was elected to the Hall of Fame last year. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Back, Joe Singer, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55. Let me read this from a doctor who just sent it in. Now, I don't know if he's a doctor, so I'm just going to say, as a physician, I believe that Damar Hamlin was likely suffering from, and you want me to sound this out? Commotio cordis, where a blow to the chest at a precise moment in the electrical cycle stops the heart. Those trying to tie this to vaccine status need to hang tight and wait till we get more information. I agree with him. I'm not smart enough to know if that truly what happened to him. But I guess what I'm saying is that how about we wait a little bit? You guys are pretty smart. You've been able to figure out when they're lying to you when you're not. And I've heard about this before. If you hit somebody in the chest just right, properly, at the right time, you would cause them some major problems. Right? We just want to make sure that we're not putting out misinformation. I say this to you guys all the time. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Alfred from Arizona, thanks for calling the show.
I'm 9 years old and I'm addicted to meth. Do you have any advice?
Wait a minute. You're what?
Black people.
How old are you?
Rah, rah.
Yeah. There's idiots everywhere. Don't you love it? I hope he's still listening. You said you were 9. I think you meant mentally, right? I'm sure you didn't mean physically. All right. Anyhow. God bless. It takes all kinds. So our hearts and prayers go out to him. Apparently his family was at the game, too. So let's just wait and see what happens. Stop saying all this crazy stuff. All right. We'll move on to the next one. I love this book by the Capitol Police Chief. Although I feel bad for him. Thank God he's not testifying against the Clintons, because that might be worse for him anyway. But he does go on, he does take responsibility and goes on to say that senior leaders in his department failed too. The biggest intelligence failure was within the department. He said that starting on December 21st and continuing to January 5th, the Capitol Police Intelligence Division received emails and tips that carried frightening warnings about plots on January 6th. basically saying you don't need to be a brain surgeon to figure out what was going on here. He said, and the tips that carried frightening warnings about plots for January 6th, intelligence collected on December 21st, revealed that the rally-goers were discussing how to coordinate an attack using the Capitol's underground tunnel system. And there was even a map attached to the complex. And these nut jobs, he said in the emails, they urged burning down the homes of Pelosi and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Well, at least they were bipartisan. He said that Lieutenant General Walter Pratt told him that he didn't like the optics of sending uniformed guard troops to the Capitol, but would allow them to replace police officers at roadside checkpoints. So he was trying to explain that he needed these guys to help him save officers' lives. And he said he was mad. He felt really nauseated over the decisions being made. He warns that many flaws in the agency's power structure, in which congressional leaders' political concerns can overrule the chief security. Well, God, you know what? It's so obvious. And they have to be allowed to do what they do. He recommends that congressional leaders empower future Capitol police chiefs to execute their own security plans alone. Right? This is three, you know, rather than the having to report to a three-member Capitol Police Board made up of House and Senate Sergeant-at-Arms and the architect of the Capitol, a cumbersome structure that makes it impossible for a chief to actually act independently. But, you know, how about letting the cop, the chief of police, do the job that he was hired to do? To wrap this all up, not only did the Democrats and the deep state blow multiple opportunities to prevent January 6th, Capitol is still no safer than it was before. Oh, they won't put anything in place? Really? You look at Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. They didn't care about what went down. They didn't care about security. They didn't care to find out what truly happened that day. They weren't interested. They were only interested in finding little holes to hang Trump from. Right? Hey, House Republicans, Trump, we're all corrected. We're all correct on what went down. Nancy Pelosi has the responsibility for this. Not Donald Trump. She has a responsibility. She could have made sure that there were enough people there. She could have made sure the National Guard were there. She could have made sure that the Capitol Police had the resources they needed to keep everybody safe. But that doesn't do anything for her. That doesn't help her. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Former NFL player Yuchi, oh, I can't even pronounce this name. Nawaneri. Remember, he called for the unvaccinated to be imprisoned immediately, if not sooner. He died on Friday at 38. Now, listen, I'm not gloating that he died. All right? I mean, I'm sorry that he died. Probably had a family. He was unresponsive at his wife's home in West Lafayette on December 30th. He was at his wife's home in West Lafayette, about 65 miles northwest of Indianapolis, when police received a call at 1 a.m. that he collapsed and wasn't responsive to anything. An autopsy that was performed by the Tippecanoe County office of the coroner, that there was no signs of foul play. He may have died from an enlarged heart with sudden heart failure, which I would imagine I've heard of that happening to people before. Be a few weeks before all the toxicology. But you know what? Bottom line, what it was, really seriously, the man died, had a family, had a wife. It's sad that he died at that age, so young. But it's also nasty that he, you know, wishes imprisonment / death on people who weren't vaccinated. Because you know what? If you use the brain cells that God gave you, think about it right now. What are you seeing more of? More people are being hospitalized and dying and getting COVID that are vaccinated than are not. It's just, it's the reality of the moment. All right, 60 Minutes is at it again, trying to scare the stuff out of you. They're ringing the new year with a doomsday message. Why not? The Paul Ehrlich, a well-known eugenist, who has called for population control due to limited resources on the planet, which is a line of bunk, too. He's been very virtually wrong about everything over the last 60 years. You know, on Earth Day every year, I do a whole reckoning of what they said was going to happen and how pretty much absolutely nothing has happened. Nothing that they said was going to happen has happened. So let them go for it. If it makes them feel good about passing out misinformation, God bless them. Let them go. You know, I mean, he has, let me see. He has predicted he's predicted six mass extinction moments on Earth. Right? I mean, really, think about it. When you go through and you say you've got 12 years for this, you got 10 years for that, we won't be able to feed ourselves. I think they said it was two-thirds of our population because of mass starvation. We wouldn't be able to feed people because of the global changes to the climate. We wouldn't be able to grow food. None of it is right. None of it is true. He says the humans are consuming 175% of what the Earth can regenerate. Really? We can regenerate so much more than we do. We're limited by the EPA. Well, here in this country, anyway. In other countries, it might be different. Remember, this guy's been called for population control since the late 60s. Probably was one of those people, you know, that would love to see a lot of us just die off who don't fall in line with him. Anyway, Joe Macedo, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
A pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on the way out. You'll save 30 to 70%. Coming in the new year, you need, come on. You need new sheets, new pillows, new pillowcases and towels and whatever. But MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. I'm telling you, we all win. Everybody wins in this case. All right, we're talking about the Ehrlich's book for calling for population control in the 60s. It's called The Population Bond. Bomb. He believed that widespread famines would kill off hundreds of millions of people. Remember, they told us that two-thirds of the population, Earth's population, would die from starvation. Yet most countries are, right now, the problem is obesity, not starvation. He said, the next few decades, we'll see the end. Now, this is back in the 60s. Will be the end of the kind of civilization that we're used to, that we know of. Right? I mean, I love these guys. They have no clue. In April 22nd, 1970, his Earth Day speech, and I quote, in 10 years, all important animal life in the sea will be extinct. Large areas of the coastline will have to be evacuated because of the stench of dead fish. Yeah, no alarmism going on here, right? That very large, he thought this was going to be true. We have not got a time, or we don't have the time to fool around with this. So, we have no fish ever washed up. We got fat people all around the world. It never stops. In 71, he wrote a piece basically saying that England would not exist in the year 2000. Now, I don't know if he thought it was going to be sold off or what. And then he states, which is really creepy, that the mother of the year should be sterilized with her two adopted children. It's just amazing. The guy was a sicko. Let's go to the phone. Jason out of New York. Jason, thanks for calling. You want to talk about illegal immigration?
I really just want to see first how your views are on illegal immigration.
On illegal or legal?
Illegal.
Okay, I think it's like any other law, any other rule, any other anything. It's wrong. People should do what they can to get here the right way, to work the process the way they need to work it.
Do you feel that it's easily accessible? Like, say, someplace like, you know, any type of, like, active war zones for people that are more difficult to actually immigrate legally, is they want to find some type of refuge, say, in the United States. Some people say that it's harder. How do you feel about that?
Well, it is harder. I don't know how often you listen to the show, but I've said many times I think the immigration process has to be reformed. I don't believe like some believe that means that you take down all the walls. I think it needs to be redone in such a fashion to make it easier for people to come here for the right reasons and willing to work. My whole family immigrated here from Italy. They had jobs. They had to have sponsors. Well, they had to have sponsors. And, living off the government or being dependent on the government was not the thing that they wanted to be. So there is a good way to do this. There's a right way to do this. I welcome people that want to come here and add and make the country better and feed their families. I'm okay with that, but you do it the right way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another thing that I wanted to ask, how do you feel about mask mandates?
Really? I don't believe in them at all. Okay. They've proven not to do what people say they do. The CDC had to pull down their information on the masks and what they do. Look what it's done to our kids. As of late, we find out the kids now have a higher flu rate, all kinds of issues that we had done away with for them. And it's because their bodies have never seen, their immune systems have never seen what's out there, what is normally out there to be able to learn how to fight off. You're going to create a group of young people that pretty much can't fight off anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with my line of work, I'm still forced, even to this day, I have to wear a red mask, and I wear a whole, you know, red suit. I work in protection services, and even though...
Are you Spider-Man or are you Superman? No, his suit's blue, right?
It's mostly a red and black, like, outfit.
We were having a good... honest conversation, and you guys have to go down this line. Okay, have a nice day. All right, there we go. by the way, Bruce from Gotham City, good night. All right, so, you know, is this how the New Year starts off? Because this happened last year, too. Is it the alcohol or drugs that's still hanging out there? You know, in their system, and they feel the need? I don't know. Whatever. Anyhow. Okay. We'll kill the calls for the rest of the hour. But again, I do this story every year, or stories like this every year. When it comes to the climate change, global warming, cooling nut jobs. See, they don't work off of science. They don't work off the reality of what has happened. Everything they're doing right now, everything they're wanting to say, it's all about emotion. Come on, you know that's true. It really is crazy after a while. And you hear these guys year after year after, we got 12 years left. You know, apparently they don't know how to really count. Scientists say that the planet in the middle of its sixth mass extinction, that Earth's wildlife is running out of places to live. You know what I love about this? It's, these are the people that live on the coast, that have jammed themselves on the coast. They live in cities like Los Angeles and Chicago and New York. Yeah, there ain't no, there is no space there. You're right. I mean, there's plenty of space in the middle of this country. Right? There's plenty of space all around the globe. There really is. All you ever see is pictures of, you know, large cities, Rome. Right? You see pictures, I don't know. This is frustrating as heck. Because we have dumbed down society so much, they no longer have logic skills. They no longer have critical thinking skills. So they depend on you to tell them what to think. And most people have gone from believing what the church tells them, or believing truly what knowledgeable people tell them, to believing what their party tells them. Because the parties have become, and same thing for Republicans to a degree, the parties have become their religion. Whatever that party tells you is what truth is. The Dems tend to lean more towards there is no God. They are the gods. They want God out of their platform. God has no place. You heard Jerry Nadler. God has no place in this building. Which I think is hilarious because if you look around the building, what our founding fathers did, there are references to God everywhere. There are scriptures everywhere. They walk in, and one of the buildings, there's actually the Ten Commandments painted into the floor. Back to the days of our founding fathers. So you have to sit here and say to yourself, my God, are you even paying attention to what's happening? And I love this thing, you know, where they're talking about we're not able to take care of our people. They're showing, this is great, they're showing pictures of the homeless in Los Angeles, in San Francisco. This is how disingenuous, this is how much of a liars they are. Those homeless populations are not because we can't feed them. All right? That's simple. It has to do with their inability to handle, not the homeless as much as the government, their inability to handle this quote-unquote crisis. Remember, Gavin Newsom blamed Trump. The idiot actually said, yeah, I'm going to call him an idiot. The idiot actually said, the homeless situation is Trump's fault because the economy's doing so good that homeowners, apartment owners, are charging more for rent and the people can't afford it. Right. So you go to your boss, you tell your boss you need a raise, you make sure you're getting paid appropriately. It doesn't work the other way around. See, I had a whole piece on capitalism. I guess I'll do that tomorrow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network, right? So head over to either GCN Live or my website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, sign up for the email blasts, or you know what? You can actually sign up for text notifications. You want to text GO JOE to 77222, GO JOE to 77222. Look, our heart and prayer goes out to the football player and his family, and we need to make sure that and just make sure you pray for him. Or if you're one of those, send your good vibes in his direction. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. Don't be stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.